Good morning. Welcome to Living Waters Church. My name's Kate. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we've got our Bubble Sunday. I hope you're finding ways to connect to different people, whether that's over Zoom, phone call, or just with your family, and you're managing to discuss some of the things that we've been talking about in the different bubbles over the weeks and months that we've had. Today is Mothering Sunday, so a big shout out to all those mums, whether you're physically or spiritually a mum. We just thank you for all the things that you've been doing. Well done, mums, for surviving the homeschooling. For those of you that have children, I bet you're really, really glad that the kids are back at school now. But thank you, all you women out there, and for all the amazing jobs that you've done. And I know it, this day is tough for some people, and our thoughts and prayers go out to you too. But we just really hope that everybody has a really, really good day. And so on that thought, I was looking at a passage in Proverbs, and I just thought it'd be really, really good to read that. It's about a good wife, but I would say it's about a good woman. Men, bear with me a little while. There will be stuff for you to listen to, but it's also good for you to hear and to celebrate women. So here we go. It's Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, in praise of a good wife, or just generally a good woman. A truly good wife is the most precious treasure a man can find. Her husband depends on her, and she never lets him down. She's good to him every day of her life, and with her own hands she gladly makes clothes. She's like a sailing ship that brings food from across the sea. Feels a little bit like that in our house sometimes. She gets up before daylight to prepare food for her family and for her servants. She knows how to buy land and how to plant a vineyard, and she always works hard. She knows when to buy or sell, and she stays busy until late at night. She spins her own cloth, and she helps the poor and the needy. Her family has warm clothing, and so she doesn't worry when it snows. I like that bit. She does her own sewing, and everything she wears is beautiful. Her husband is a well-known and respected leader in the city. She makes clothes to sell to the shop owners. She's strong and graceful, as well as cheerful about the future. Her words are sensible, and her advice is thoughtful. She takes good care of her family, and she is never lazy. Her children praise her, and with great pride, her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." Charm can be deceiving, and beauty fades away, but a woman who honours the Lord deserves to be praised. Show her respect. Praise her in public for what she has done. Now, I know that's a bit of an interesting Bible verse to bring, and particularly when we're on the subject of discipleship and stuff, but actually, I don't want us to get bogged down into how much the woman was doing, how all the different things were going on in her life. And yes, she was exceptionally capable and she did a lot of things, but I don't want us to get bogged down in the doing of everything, because I don't think, for me, God didn't highlight the story because of that side of things. But actually, some of the principles for me that come out of it, or that God's been speaking to me about, I think apply to both men and women. And actually, I just want to bring out the fact that she was confident in who God had called her to be, and she was capable of doing whatever she put her mind to, because God was with her. And actually, that is one of the main principles that I want to bring out today, is that actually we need to be confident in who God has called us to be, not in what we're doing, but in the being who he's called us to be. And so I think there was two principles particularly that struck me in this story, and it isn't just for women, it's for men as well, is that actually she was a woman who honoured God firstly. And so actually for us, what does that mean? We need to be honouring God too in what we're doing. What does honouring God mean? Trust he is who he says he is, first of all. So he's a good God, he's holy, he loves us, he cares for us, we can trust him. He's all those things, and many, many, many more things as well. He's unchangeable, he's eternal, he wants the best for us. Do we honour him by believing that? Do we know that he has the best plans for us? That woman in the passage who was highly, highly busy, was she doing the things that God wanted to do? Yes, I'm sure she was. God knew the plans that he had for her and made her exceptionally capable. He knows the plans that he has for us, and he equips us to be able to do those things. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Do we believe that? Do we believe he's going to give us a hope and a future in the plans that he's set out for us to do? We need to honour him by believing that. We honour him by loving other people. We say that this journey is about loving God and loving others. Do we love his creation, those people that he made? Do we honour God by loving them? How else can we honour God? Through prayer, through worship, through serving. The woman was doing all those things. Can we as human beings do those things too and say that we're doing those? Most importantly, I believe honouring God is through having a relationship with him. And that's not just a one-way thing. That's not just talking and just talking and talking and not listening and not having that dialogue. It's a communication. It's a two-way thing. It's listening. It's asking God how he's doing today, what he's thinking about, how he's feeling. You know, what does he think about different things? Having that relationship with him, that intimate relationship with God, is what I believe is the crux of honouring him. So are we doing that? Do we have a relationship with God? If we don't, then we can explore that. Talk to him, ask him, start that relationship with him. If you're not sure, talk to somebody else. They can help you start that relationship. The second point that I believe that God was bringing out in this story for us today was that she was confident in herself, in her abilities, and in her gifts to be able to do all those things. How confident are we in our gifts and abilities and those things that God has given us? How can we become more confident? Well, we can accept, first of all, that we're valuable, that God loves us. It says in Genesis 1:26, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." Wow, he made us in his image and likeness. Wow, that must make us very, very valuable. We're adopted as his children. Romans 8:14 to 17. "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit they received does not make you, the Spirit you received, sorry, does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies in our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." Wow, we are God's children. We are his heirs. If we're not confident in who we are and in who God's made us, then that passage surely must show us that actually we are really, really valuable. God really cares for us and he really loves who we are. That we are his heirs, we're his children, we're adopted into his family, we're chosen. That's amazing, and that's really, really powerful to get hold of. And you know, that's still a journey that I'm on, that I'm discovering more and more about what that really, really means on a daily basis. And that's, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are still on that journey and will continue to probably be on that journey forever, but actually grasping that we are God's children. If we give good gifts to our children, then how much more is God going to give us? It says that in the Bible. We know that passage probably fairly well. God just wants to lavish his love on us. He thinks we're amazing. So actually, we should then be confident in who we are and who he's created us to be. So, other things I wanted to say. We're unique. God's created us unique. There's not a single one of us that is the same. He created us with unique fingerprints. We shouldn't be ashamed of how different we are. And that's also something really, really positive and that we should kind of hold on to. Claire Ackrell put something on her Facebook topic page this week. And it says, "A woman who believes in herself is unstoppable." So make it a little bit more general for everybody. A person who believes in themselves is unstoppable. With God on our side, how much can we be? How much more can we be of ourselves? How much more can we do? How much more can we give? We can be so confident in what he's called us to be if we grasp some of these things, if we can hold on to some of these things. So be confident in who God has called you to be Honour him firstly, and then grasp just how valuable you are. And then you can be and do all those things that he's called us to be. Realise your gifts and abilities. Grab hold of those things that he's given you. Be confident in them. So I've got a few questions to ask, and we'll put them up at the end, so you'll be able to see those. So the first one is, how do you honour God? What kind of things do you do or feel you do that help show that you honour God? Do you know that you are valuable? What has God said to you about that before? What's he said about that now? What are some of those amazing things that he said to you about being loved, about being cared for? If you're not sure about what God thinks about you, ask him. You can do that now. Just literally just say, God, what do you think of me? How do you feel about me? And just explore some more of that. So do you know that you're valuable? What gifts and abilities has God given you, and how confident are you in them? That's an interesting one, isn't it? But I want you to be really honest about those things that you feel are your gifts and abilities, because they're God-given. He's given you those things, and you should celebrate them. You should be confident in them. If you're not sure about what some of those things are, again, ask him. Just say, God, what are my gifts? What are my abilities? What are those things that you see in me that maybe I don't? And how can I use those for your glory? So have a think about those questions. I hope this morning has been useful. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And I hope you manage to get some time to be able to discuss those questions with some different people. So take care, and hope to physically see you soon, if not virtually. Take care. Bye.